on the U.S. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The Pentagon says it's tracking a balloon that's been spotted over highly sensitive areas.
The Pentagon says it has detected and been tracking for the past several days a Chinese surveillance balloon that entered U.S. airspace and appears to have been sent by Beijing to spy on sensitive sites in Montana, one of three sites where the U.S. houses its siloed nuclear weapons. NBC first reported the news. A senior U.S. defense official just briefed reporters on the balloon, which is still hovering over the continental United States, adding the U.S. government has very high confidence that this surveillance balloon was sent by the People's Republic of China.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. A senior U.S. official tells Fox President Biden is still considering a variety of options about how to deal with the spy balloon. The White House has reportedly not ruled out shooting down the spy balloon if it were deemed safe to do so. Montana Senator Steve Daines tells Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a letter obtained by Fox News Digital that the fact that the balloon was occupying Montana airspace creates significant concern that Malmstrom Air Force Base and the ICBM fields are the targets of this intelligence gathering mission. This as a Chinese company, which purchased farmland in North Dakota with the intention of building a silo, have been halted, their permits denied over national security concerns.
The company, which describes itself as a leader rather in biofermentation, already spent about $10 million to buy the more than 300 acres for that mill there in Grand Forks. The land sits just 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base, which is home to top secret drone technology.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. The Orange County Sheriff's Department says a driver has been arrested for running into a cyclist, then stabbing him to death yesterday on the Pacific Coast Highway. Van Roy Evan Smith is facing suspicion of murder charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The nation's largest utility company headed to trial for manslaughter charges in connection with a deadly California fire.
A judge in Shasta County rules there's enough evidence to send Pacific Gas and Electric to trial over its alleged role in a 2020 wildfire in Northern California that left four people dead, including an 8-year-old girl and her mother. The utility company pleading not guilty to 11 felony and misdemeanor charges, including involuntary manslaughter and recklessly starting a fire. State officials allege the blaze near the Oregon border, which burned 88 square miles, ignited when a pine tree marked for removal fell into a PG&E distribution line. PG&E says it believes it did not commit any crimes, adding it continues to resolve claims from past fires and works to make its system safer every day. An arraignment is set for February 15th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Spectators are not allowed to attend home basketball games for the rest of the season at a middle school in northern Vermont after a fight broke out and one of the participants died. State troopers were called to the Alberg Community Education Center Tuesday night after a report of a large fight involving spectators during a 7th and 8th grade boys basketball game. The fight ended before troopers arrived. 60-year-old Russell Giroux was taken by ambulance to the Northwestern Medical Center in St. Albans, where he died. Several types of canned meat made by ConAgra are being recalled after a packaging defect that could let contaminants in.
Canned brands like Armour, Vienna Sausage, and Potted Meat, Vienna Chicken Sausage, also Kroger, Goya, Prairie Belt, and a couple other labels. All the affected cans are marked with P4247. Packed in December of 22 and January of 23, no confirmed reports of adverse effects, but people are advised to throw them out or bring them back to the store.
Fox's Therese Crowley. On Wall Street, the major indexes ended the day mixed. The Dow lost 39. The Nasdaq added 384. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.